You know, I want to encourage you. You know, the Bible says the Holy Spirit was given that we might be edified. I want to tell you something. Life's getting better. Look at your neighbor and say, things are getting better. It's getting better. Come on, say, God's working. Say, God's doing amazing things. He's blessing you from the top of your head. Listen, y'all need to talk with me. Come on. Look, find somebody. He's blessing you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And tell them you're blessed coming in, blessed going out. You're over, you're not under. You're above, you're not beneath. And say, God is good. All the time, and all the time. Amen. 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 Turn over to John 16. This is our theme text. It's our theme text. Jesus has died, gone to the grave, came back from the grave, has been resurrected, has been ascended to heaven. He's seated by the Father. But there's some things that are following. And we're going to be coming up on Pentecost Sunday, which is the Sunday we're going to celebrate the outpour of the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon people. If you're new to Family Worship Center, don't get nervous about stuff. You know, people come in and they don't know things and they've been taught bad things and they're afraid of this, that, and the other. Don't be afraid. Amen? Listen, the Bible is clear about what it says. It tells us what it means. And one of the greatest things we need to understand is about the Holy Spirit, the outpour of the Holy Spirit. Now, first, I want to tell you that when the guys came to me, we were talking about our section of messages, our theme of messages, that they wanted, you know, there were several thoughts. Well, how about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or how about the fruit of the Holy Spirit? They all go together, but I just felt more to talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. How many know we have the gift of the Holy Spirit? I want you to say this. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know, there are three persons in the Trinity. The first one is the Father, which we know He's Father God. I like to say it this way, and again, I'm not trying to build doctrines here. I just feel like I see it this way, and I can understand the concept that we worship the Father. We worship the Father. The Bible says, "The hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." It's defined that way. We worship the Father. The second thing is that we praise Jesus. Jesus does things yesterday, today, and forever, and we have an opportunity to praise Him. We praise the Son. Then lastly is the Holy Spirit. What do we do with the Holy Spirit? We can't praise the Holy Spirit or thank the Holy Spirit in terms of like we would God. He's not Father God. And they are God. I'm not suggesting they're not. I'm not trying to, again, build a doctrine about a differentiation between the three. They are one. And yet we have to understand that person and how we operate with that person of that Trinity. And so when you deal with the Holy Spirit, He's welcomed. We're to welcome Him and engage Him and invite Him to come. And this is important because now where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Now I know there's two ways to look at that. One is that we look at it by the body of Christ, the church itself, the universal church, the local church, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. But it's more than that. It's about you having the liberty of God on the inside of you. You have Him in you. You as a born-again believer, now He whom the Son set free is free indeed. I want you to shout out, I'm free. Come on, I want you to shout it out, I'm free. And then it goes on to say this, just think about this. I mean, we're going to read this scripture, our golden text, and it talks about what Jesus describes as the future for us. And here's what it says. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I'll send Him to you. And when He's come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness because I go to My Father and you don't see Me. Of judgment because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to talk to you, but you can't bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth." Or He'll lead you and guide you and not speak of Himself, but whatever He hears, He'll speak and He'll show you the things to come. And He won't glorify Himself, and He'll receive of Mine and show it to you. just to stop here for a minute for us to understand the principle. If you didn't need the Holy Ghost, he wouldn't have sent him. Come on, somebody. If you didn't need the Holy Ghost, he wouldn't have sent him. We need the Holy Ghost. Come on, church. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the working of the Holy Ghost, the truth of the Holy Ghost. You need him showing you and defining your future and leading you and guiding you. I want you to know something. We have been given the blessed Holy Ghost to help us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to direct us. He wants to help us. He wants to show us the way. We have not been active enough with the Holy Ghost to hear what he has to say. God wants to speak to us. He wants to give us direction. And the direction he gives is not his own direction, but the direction of the Father. And so he wants to show you. Listen, God, when I say God wants to show you things, if we're going to say God is good all the time and all the time God is good, then we have to define that purely and truthfully. For the thief came to steal, kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and that more abundantly. I want you to say that with me. The thief came to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. How many believe God wants to give you life? That God wants to pour into you? That God wants to flood you with good things? If you're not saying amen, I need to come, do something. You're missing the point. You don't understand. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I know the world's been bad to you. I know people have been bad to you. I know things have gone wrong in your life. I know there are challenges. I know there are issues. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But I love the last part of that. It says, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to say this to him. God's going to deliver you every time. Come on, say it. God's going to deliver you every time. When it talks about life and what God wants to show you and how the Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you, he wants to lead you into good things. God doesn't have a beat up car that's going to fall apart when you buy it. He's got one that's going to work really great. I pray over all my cars. Y'all have me pray over your cars because I don't have no trouble with my cars. I don't think we've done service on any of our cars. And I mean, you know, except, you know, the battery go bad or something like that. But I mean, alternator, maybe that, I don't think we've even, maybe one alternator problem among us. I mean, we laid hands on those cars. God said he'd give me all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe God wants me to buy broken down junk. Not enough shouting. Y'all not shouting enough. Somebody ought to say, I believe that. He doesn't want me to buy a refrigerator that's going to break. He doesn't want me to have a dishwasher that's going to fall apart. Come on, when we pray, we ought to go in and say, God, you lead me to the right dishwasher. You show me the right car. You direct me to the right house. Lord, I thank you that you're going to put. I'm not getting enough shouting. God wants you blessed. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, God wants you blessed. God wants you anointed. God wants you prosperous. God wants you healthy. God wants you prosperous. God wants you wealthy. There ought to be more shouting in here than this. There ought to be more. I'm preaching really, really good. When I talk about the leading of the Holy Spirit, I know you want to get a second job to get better off. But I have a feeling God's got enough to take care of you right where you are. God knows how to anoint your hands, to provide for you, to fill you up, to do all you need to do. God's got the power and the ability. Either he does or he doesn't. Sometimes we ought to look at God and remind him of his word. My God. Now, let me say this. Let me say this. If you have $200 cable, 4 packs of cigarettes. You buy one of them really expensive purses, one of them girls walk around, and you got to have $200 fingernails. $500 hair. He didn't say my God will supply all my wants. He said my God will supply all my needs. I mean, I drive a Toyota. I didn't go get me a Bentley. Come on, somebody. I didn't feel like buying the tires on a Bentley. That's more than I want to pay. I wonder how much insurance. Anybody own a Bentley? How much insurance on a Bentley? I'm not saying God won't supply that. He wants to supply that. You're welcome to believe for that. There's with God, all. I'm going to preach it whether you like it or not. I don't care what anybody says. There's no limit, no ceiling. God did not put a ceiling on blessing. He did not. Here's what I want to tell you. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. You know, I found out that he gives us the desires of our heart. Did you know God puts inside of us desires, and then he gives us the desire he put on the inside of us? You know, as God begins to give you dreams and visions, and he begins to show you the future, he plants that on the inside of you for you to believe that the Holy Ghost is going to help you accomplish the task at hand. There's no vision he can't accomplish. You're not too big or too small that God can't use you and God can't supply your needs. God said, my God shall supply all. I know you want likes and friends on Facebook, but that's not what's going to supply your need. Jesus is going to supply your need. Come on, somebody. We need to focus back sometime to where it really matters, where Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. I want you to say, Jesus is my fixer. Some of y'all just didn't get that. Jesus, my handler. Jesus, my helper. The Holy Spirit wants to help you and lead you and guide you and bless you. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God wants to lead you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's going to show you truth. There's no law that's going to fix it. I'm not saying laws aren't supposed to be there. We need laws. And they should be based on biblical principles. When I look at the Bible, it has the greatest law. I'm a Samoan. Actually, my mama classified herself as Tongan. But her mama was from Samoa. Now, if you don't know where Samoa is, do you know where Hawaii is? Next to Hawaii is a bunch of islands. One of those islands is Samoa. Besides Samoa is a bunch of islands called the Tongan Islands. My mom's mom was born and raised in Samoa, full-blooded Samoan. That's where the big nose comes from. I can't do nothing about that. That a Samoan. Y'all ever watch Price is Right? Anybody ever watch Price is Right? Raise your hand. You ever see the Samoan hug the guy and almost break him in half? That's my family. That's where I come from. That's why I can lose weight, but there's just a limit to the weight loss. I got the genetics. But I look really good now, though, don't I? Wow, man. That's like really. My wife got a deal with this one. I'm just telling you right now. She got a Holy Ghost deal. And if you go around the world, you go to Jerusalem and look at the Jews and the Palestinians as racism. You go to New Zealand, you look at all the Polynesian Islanders, my race, there's a lot of racism. You go to Australia and the Aborigines, race. In America, race, racism, race. And if you don't think we have racial problems, you just... Oh, look at y'all. Oh, no, we're all fine. If it's okay, it's all good. It ain't good. You know, the shooting down in Charleston, when they had the shooting down in Charleston, you know, they were going to get all the folks together from Florence, and we were going to have a meeting about race. And so they called all these guys. They called these pastors who have no blacks in their church. All these black pastors have no whites in their church. And had them come to tell us all how to be non-racist. Oh, I'm going to preach now. See, I feel it coming on me. It's coming on me now. It's coming on me. It's coming on me. Not a phone call to Family Worship Center, Pastor. Not one phone call. Pastor Steve, I know you have the best church in town for racial non-division. You have broken every barrier there is to break. You have stood in the face of the demon. And you know, the truth is, this demon comes right out of the church. The church is the most racist place in town. Go day on Sunday. You're going to find out what racism is. Well, I'm preaching now. Now I'm getting, we're getting down now. We're going to go to the bottom of this thing. And I've got to tell you the truth. I don't even understand racism. I thank God for Family Worship Center. When you walk in here, you're just a person. A church ought to look like the bowling alley. It ought to look like the football game. It ought to look like the Walmart in town. Come on. Amen. And I thank God for Family Worship Center. Praise God for this house. But this is the thing. This is what I'm bothered by, because we need the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was at the well talking to the woman and he told her, you don't know where you worship. You don't even know who you worship. I'm going to send the Spirit of God. And when I send him, he's going to break down all those walls. That's what he said. He's going to tear down racism. The Holy Spirit in a human being should tear down everything to do with racism. I don't know why I'm preaching this. Well, let me tell you this. I'd speak to every demonic demon from hell that wants to raise up racial conditions and challenges over this area. I'm the authority here in Jesus' name. I curse that foul thing from hell. I demand it to die. I demand it to fall. I demand it to shut up. I demand it to be silent. You have no right. You have no right to come here. You have no right to cause these problems. You have no right in our schools. You have no right in our police office. You have no right in our city council. You have no right in our school board. You have no right. There's not enough shouting. There ought to be more shouting. Come on, hook up with me for a minute. Hook up with me for a minute. It don't just take some of us. It takes all of us. Standing up. You are a three-part being. You have a mind, will, and emotions. Mind, will, and emotions. That is your soul. That's your soul. That's how come you can grow the soul. That's what sins. Our mind, our flesh. When I got saved, the Bible said old things passed away. That's why when I see somebody full of hate in the church, I know there's something missing. Oh, I know something's wrong. I know when they give you that scowl on their face, like, oh my God, that's a white pastor? Oh, don't act like that. Don't act like that. Don't act like your friends have told you that. You go into that white guy's church. Don't feel bad. I watch white folks drive around and see black people at the doors. They keep on going. They don't stop. They just keep on driving by. That's a black church. Y'all know it's the truth. Don't tell me racism in here, but we were called to destroy that thing. We're called to cut that thing down. We're called to say no. We're called to speak against it. I'm a citizen of heaven. When I got saved, old things passed away. Oh, I wish somebody get this. There's some folks in here who need to get what I'm talking about. The world you live in will treat you wrong. The world you live in will use you and abuse you and take advantage of you and steer you in the wrong direction. They want your vote. They want your money. They want your time. They want you. And they'll do and say whatever they have to do on any side of the aisle to get you to line up. But you're not a citizen of this world. You're a citizen of heaven. What did Jesus say? That's where I'm lining up. I need the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, I need the Holy Ghost. First of all, you're a mind, will, and emotions. You have, it's not the first part of you, but you have a mind, will, and emotions, your soul. We have to renew our mind. You have to tell yourself no. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody say, I need the help of the Holy Ghost. See, when you can't do it, he can. Thank God. When you can't change, he'll change you. When you can't fix it, he'll fix it. When you can't get it right at work, God will get it right at work. When the folks at work hate you, God loves you. Somebody say, I'm blessed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. The second part of you is your flesh. Taste, touch, hear, feel, see, smell, all the senses that you have. That's the stuff I was dry out when I had just really rededicated my life. I used to hang out with folks that weren't saved, and so I was in places that non-saved people go. I said that in a very nice way to say y'all ought not be in bars. You shouldn't be in drug-infested locations. If you are, hey, I can walk in. Listen, I'll go sit down in a restaurant now. I'm serious. I go sit down. I can clear it out. I don't have to preach. I don't have to say nothing. I just have to be full of the joy of the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost just roll off of me. People hate me and they don't even know why. Y'all ever been thinking, well, I don't understand why everybody hates me. Maybe. They might be something in you. And it ain't you they hate. Well, I'll just leave that alone. But I remember I'd gotten rededicated, really gotten serious about God. I thought, Lord, I don't want to live this way anymore. And I remember driving by one of those places. And all my friends were in there and all that stuff. They're all doing the stuff that they're doing. And I'm in the car. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, is it worth it? And the Lord said to me in my spirit, I heard him say, depends on who you're doing it for. I understood what he meant by that, because to me, he was trying to say to me, you can follow me or you can go back to that. Where do you want to be? So the Holy Spirit leads us. We are flesh. My flesh wanted to be back in the bar. When I really got right with God, I just felt uncomfortable. I don't know how to explain it. I just got really uncomfortable. I'd go and fit. I just didn't fit. I was a square peg in a round hole. I just didn't fit no more. You see, when you get saved, he comes to live on the inside of you. Your flesh didn't get saved, but that spirit man on the inside works on the outside. Not the outside working on the inside. We don't have an outside working on the inside. We have an inside working on the outside. Because I am, I want you to say this, I am a spirit. I'm a spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't speak to my flesh. Now the hour cometh, and now is when the Holy Spirit or God will worship God in spirit. It didn't say flesh. It didn't say by our head. It said we would worship God with our spirit, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's looking for worshipers. That's why when you're in the back room and you get it, or you're at the kitchen table and you start washing dishes and the Holy Spirit comes on you and you start worshiping God, he comes looking for it. That's why you're in your car and you're just singing, oh, hallelujah, and he comes in the window. Has anybody but me ever had that happen? And he chases you down and finds you. Worshippers access themselves to the presence of God because you are a spirit. That's why racism cannot exist. When you die, you don't go to heaven as a black person. There ain't no black heaven. I haven't found black heaven. And I haven't found white heaven. There ain't no Samoan heaven. And did you know there's no really smart guy heaven? No real smart guy. If you're a real smart guy, you're going to go. Because if that was the case, I'm at the bottom of the list. It didn't say muscular people are going to go. I'm definitely at the bottom of the list. No, he didn't classify this stuff as you were saved by your mind or saved by your flesh. You are saved because you confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart the Spirit of God, and you have become a new person in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. The Father seeks such to worship him. Not if you're white, not if you're black, not if you're green, not if you're tattooed or untattooed, not if you got hair or don't have hair. Was that a choice? No, I'm just playing. I'm messing with you. Mine started falling out. True story. Started falling out. And medication I was taking started having me, and so it starts falling out. I don't know what happened. I went to the doctor because it's like coming out like clumps. I like your bald head, but I wasn't going there. I just wasn't going there. I started praying, seeking God. I'm serious. I started praying, seeking God. And you know, my hair started growing back, got thick again. Somebody say, praise Jesus. Say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Unless you want to be bald. Amen.
Amen.
I am so fine. My wife is so blessed. She just blessed, man. Blessed in the city, man. Blessed in the field. She blessed coming in. Blessed going out. Smart man. That's what makes you special. He said, mine too. How about that? Love it. Love it. How could we be filled with racism? How could we have problems with our color? I'm not a color. I'm not a nose. I'm not a waistline. I'm a spirit. The hour cometh and now is. Come on, somebody. When true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. My Lord, Christians, what's wrong with us? That we look like the world and sound like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. Yeah, I'm very careful. Listen, I'm very careful. You asked me who it was. I really work hard. It takes a lot for you to get me to go, was he a black guy or a white guy? Because I don't see black guy, white guy. I might call him a fat guy, a tall guy, a short guy, a limping guy, a happy guy, but when I'm talking, I know I'm not dealing with a human because they're black or white. I'm dealing with a person that lives in a body, and that person is not black or white. Now, I know you might get disagreement with me. Yeah, you might get mad. Well, I can't come back. I'm black. No, you live in a black body. I'm white. Listen, when we started this church, we had fights in the parking lot in 2020. People were fighting each other. It took the help of the Holy Spirit to break racism. And I'm telling you today, we need the help of the Holy Ghost. We need the help. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. You need the help. See, we wrestle not. No. See, that's where everybody should just jump up on their feet and run the building right there. Because you thought it was the white guy you were dealing with. You thought it was that black guy. You thought it was that Samoan or that Jewish person. You thought it was that Asian guy. We wrestle not. The problem isn't the color of the person you're dealing with. Oh, I'm preaching now. Because we go home and say, well, that black guy in that car, that woman cut me off. Oh, look at y'all. Look at y'all. I know y'all thought I was just talking about race. But you know something? We mistreat people. The Bible says that we are to acknowledge in the communion, we're to acknowledge all flesh. Listen, It takes the Holy Spirit to change our attitude so that instead of dealing with race our identity, or what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, whether you're a man or a woman. I should be careful here because I could just cut, the internet will cut me off. Right? Especially if I said, when you die, if they did an autopsy, they're going to know what you were. I don't care what you called yourself. I have it. Good word. Oh, they're going to know what you were.
That's right.
I ain't heard nobody say, you ain't going to quit the church because they're going to fire you from your job. Listen. You need the help. Listen, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't do this without the help of the Holy Spirit. I need him to lead me. I need him to guide me. I need him to direct me. I want you to say this out loud. I want you to say, I need the help of the Holy Ghost.